This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Great to be back home. Glad you're with us on this Monday. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Operator Tyler standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. That's our streaming partner. Poll questions been spicy today. Seton, let's recap hour two and then move ahead to the final hour.
Well, hour two, we haven't really gotten to much, but the biggest risk taken last night. 49ers taking the ball to start overtime. Usher doing the halftime show on roller skates. Or J.J. Watt's hair.
Wow. Oh, no.
Wow.
I mean, we've essentially buried the lead now, but J.J. Watt went with a new haircut last night, and boy, did it get attention.
Okay, but I was watching the pregame show, and I didn't notice his hair, where it was spiky and some product in there.
Come on, Dan.
But I don't know if that was just pregame, and then he went Super Bowl, and that's when you had to go with some product in there. Yes, Paul.
The I-Team does have a text into J.J. Watt to ask if it was a game-time decision. Was it a family decision? Was it a makeup person decision, hair and makeup person? We're looking into the story. To be fair to it.
Yeah, well, of course. We're journalists here. Yes, yes, Seton.
JJ tweeted about 13 hours ago during the game, you ever switch up your hair and wonder if anyone will notice? They notice.
Yeah, I know that for a fact on SportsCenter, where I remember coloring my hair, and like these HD TVs are the worst thing for, you know, somebody who has acne or, you know, you're going to try makeup.
They don't let you get away with a lot.
No, they do not. They do not.
They sure don't.
The one of the producers for Adam Sandler's movies, Jack Garaputo, he was watching me on the 6 o'clock Sports Center. Commercial break. Sends me a text. He says one word. Paint. Like I had painted my hair.
That's messed up.
And I'm like, wow.
Brevity.
Yeah, you got me. You got me busted. Yeah, JJ, probably that's where the makeup artist goes, you know what would look really cute is if, you know, we spike your hair a little bit. And then all of a sudden, he spiked his hair. It's like he got electrocuted, like shocked. It's like went on the set after that. But if we hear from JJ, we'll let you know with this breaking story.
I'll break right into coverage.
Yeah, programming. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. This is how it sounded with the Niners broadcast at the end of the game.
7 seconds, six, they are going to snap it. Mahomes going to roll to his right, throws, touchdown. The Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. Mecole Hardman. As they roll Mahomes' ride, Mecole Hardman is wide open. And the Chiefs win the Super Bowl back-to-back years. Another heartbreaking loss for Kyle Shanahan.
All right. This is how it sounded with the Chiefs radio network.
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown! Kansas City! Mecole Hardman! Mecole Hardman with the catch on the right side! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game. And the Chiefs Kingdom has started its own history class. Because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion. And it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm going to guess that he had that stat ready just in case. I don't think he was doing the math, you know, in the moment there. But congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. And they are a true dynasty. And Patrick Mahomes is now in the conversation. He's at least entering the conversation of greatest of all time. Now, does he get to seven? This will be tricky. Does he get to seven Super Bowls, which sounds crazy to even think somebody could win seven again? But he might go down in history as the greatest quarterback of all time from the standpoint of what he does and how he does it. Because as great as Tom Brady was, you never, well, rarely went, wow. Like most, it was almost like, you know, the surgeon who goes to work and then does heart surgery and then, hey, I'm going to, Take your heart out and fix it. And Brady would take your heart out. He never put it back. But you didn't go, man, that was a great operation. It was just, it was like slow torture, water torture. It was coming. And then all of a sudden it was a guillotine. Mahomes, if you didn't get him this year, I just don't think you're getting him. Because this wasn't a great team. They had to go on the road. They won two of those playoff games. And then they go on the road, obviously, to the Super Bowl. They're underdogs there as well. And Kansas City, it just felt like 3-0. And then it was 3-0. And then 3-0. I kept going, God, you better get a touchdown here. And then you got a touchdown. And I go, okay, you got to put pressure on him. Then you allowed him to put pressure on you. And that's the greatness of Mahomes. Here's Mahomes talking about how satisfying this Super Bowl is.
Yeah. Is this one the most satisfying based on where you were, losing 5 of 8 at one point in the regular season?
1,000%. I mean, just the attitude of the team to never give up, always believe, and to continue the fight, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through, all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Steve Young will join us, former Super Bowl MVP of the 49ers. We'll get to more phone calls as well. There was an incident in the first half with Travis Kelce. He had one catch in the first half, and he probably said to Andy Reid, do you know my girlfriend's upstairs, and she would like to see me get the ball a little bit more? Now, he didn't say that, but he might have been implying that, but he bumps Andy Reid. Here's Travis Kelce with Booger McFarlane asking the question.
When you and Andy Reid had that, what I call a very engaging conversation.
Oh, you guys saw that?
What was the conversation
well,
about?
Know,
was
there it, were a few cameras.
I mean, was it, hey, I need the ball, I can help us win? What was that about?
Man, it was, I'm gonna keep it between us unless my mic'd up tells the world, but I was just telling him how much I love him.
Yeah, he was saying, hey, I'm good. Like, get me the ball here. And then they did in the second half. All right, some phone calls here. And I thought Vegas did a good job as a Super Bowl city. But I might look at it differently than you might. Here's the one thing. Here's my big knock. Now, there's two of them. You got to make the tickets affordable for some regular fans to be able to go. I mean, those prices were outrageous. And, you know, and if you're a diehard fan, what?
Dan, come on.
What?
It's like, hey, TV, make some of this advertising time more affordable to small businesses, okay? I mean, this stuff is just too expensive.
The NFL, you know, they should have some seats that are available for just, like, you know, price gouging. We don't need that. I'm trying to stick up for, you know, the average guy.
It's admirable.
Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And probably not going to happen.
And you know my relationship with the commissioner, so obviously he's going to listen to me. But, no, just people couldn't go. And, you know, that always worries me when let's let somebody go to a Super Bowl if you really, instead of going, it's $8,000 a ticket. $1 million for some of those suites there. Now, granted, if you have the money, then it's not a big deal. But $1 million for the suite. Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, based off what you just said there, it's tough to find a solution to that to let maybe some kids in or underprivileged kids or families. What if a sponsor, let's say someone huge like Pepsi or Coca-Cola, said, we're going to buy 50 tickets and they're probably $8,000 a piece. What's that? A couple $100,000. And we're going to give it out. Can you imagine the goodwill a company like that would get? You see them walking in, the kids are all wearing the sponsor shirts and.
Yeah, but then the kids are probably putting on secondary market, and they're, you know, paying for their college education.
That's a good point.
I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I know that there were people who couldn't go. They were in Vegas, but they couldn't go. They were Chiefs fans, and they said, we can't pay for it. You know? But we were here. The other thing is, they need to have a rail system up and down the strip just to get from point A to point B to point C to point, like, they don't have anything like that. I think they have a rail system that goes out into the suburbs. But that was the other thing. You couldn't drive. So, you know, for people, and the weather was bad, so even walking. But, you know, they're going to host another Super Bowl. And I thought they did a really, really good job. There's so much to do, whether you gamble or shows or the restaurants. I mean, you accidentally walk into a great restaurant. It's hard to find a bad meal there. And I thought, for the most part, they did a pretty good job there. Best and worst of the weekend, we'll have that for you coming up. Best commercials, by the way. Tom Brady in a couple of them. I thought the Ben Affleck one was funny. The Dunkin' Donuts, I thought that was funny. And at first I didn't recognize Brady because he has on the those orange glasses or shades there with Dunkin' Donuts. But I thought that was pretty good. I thought the Dan Marino M&M's one about nearly winning a championship. Yes, Todd.
It wasn't a funny one, but I thought it was very empowering. There was one about female girl athletes for Dove, I think, and it's showing them falling down and, you know, getting various like little minor injuries and how they pop right back up and just continue on. I just thought it was pretty cool.
All right, thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right, 877-3DP show. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Let's go to Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What do you have for me this morning?
Morning, Dan. Hi, got best of the weekend. Can we finally say it now that Shanahan has been the architect of 3 double-digit blown leads in the Super Bowl? Can we finally let Atlanta go and just say it's Shanahan's problem?
I like there's no blame on Dan Quinn. He was the head coach. We put all the blame on Shanahan in Atlanta. What else? Oh, Al's gone. He just wanted to make sure. Colin in New York. Hey, Colin.
Hey, my best of the weekend was I was listening to a basketball game, and it was commentated by Jim Boeheim, and I was like, that's pretty good. That's awesome. My worst of the weekend was Iowa losing that game. I thought they should have set up a better play for them to win. But the reason for my phone call, the reason is, Dan, I just got to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great, thank you. That was the reason for my phone call, and have a great day, guys.
Wait, is there a reason that you're asking how I am?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I'm it's a great show, but one thing that I really wanted to call and ask is just, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. Very thoughtful.
Awesome. Thank you, Colin. Yeah.
Seems snarky, though.
Yeah.
A good sense of
it. Am I missing something there?
At one point, somewhere in the last 6 months, you probably were like, well, it'd be nice if somebody asked how I was doing once in a while. Nobody cares about me.
No. They're instructed to not ask how I'm doing.
Well, not probably to one of us or something.
Yeah.
Some snarky thing you said to Todd.
Todd, probably.
Because you always have to check in on Todd now. Oh. He's doing
it. Yeah, everything's great. Everything is wonderful. I get to see these faces every single day. The backroom guys went to see Post Malone. We had fun. We bonded. We giggled, we danced, we had drinks together. Who has it better than we do? Nobody. Yes, Marvin?
That's probably my favorite thing about the week is that there's a collective bond. So me, Paulie, Eric, and Mario went out to dinner, right? And so if we're all here in Connecticut, we're all going back to our houses, right? We have lives. And hey, what do we got? Oh, we're going to this place called Komodo. Everywhere inside of Fountain Blue. You can find a great restaurant everywhere except for Fritzy. He got Uber Eats. But twice. Other than that,
yeah,
it was phenomenal everywhere. Oh, there's a really good place right here. Where is it? Just go up the escalator and it's right there.
Thank you, Martin. Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
They did have a very good food court at Fontainebleau second floor, which I didn't know about till I was pretty much going home. Best of the weekend, Saturday's hard-fought game between the Suns and Warriors. Steph Curry, 30 points, 9 threes. Hits a 33-footer with 0.7 seconds left to beat Phoenix, 113-112. That was my best. Worst, Kentucky loses their third straight game at home. This one, an 89-85 defeat at the hands of Gonzaga. First time ever the Wildcats lost three in a row at Rupp Arena since it opened in 1976.
And the last time Kentucky lost three in a row at home, Pat Riley. It was his senior year at Kentucky. Seton, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend, I thought all of these Super Bowl performers as a whole were all very good. Reba was good. Posty.
Reba went over with the anthem.
She hit the over.
That was my big bet.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Reba over.
Nailed it. Nailed it. My worst of the weekend, I thought the commercials were a little lame. I'm just going to go all pop culture stuff. I didn't think that they were all that strong compared to the hype that they get every year where it's like, all right, let's see. Okay. They used to be like mini movies. Now it's just sort of how many celebrity cameos can we get in this one thing and be like, oh, the commercial.
There was one that was sneaky. I'm going to talk about that coming up. I thought it was with Judge Judy. It was called Judge Beauty.
That one was great. That was a good commercial.
I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. The Usher halftime performance. Real quick question. Who do you guys want to see perform next year for the halftime show?
Taylor Swift.
Is that unanimous? Taylor Swift for everyone?
Well, I think it's about time. I think she had to change her sponsor with Pepsi to Coke or something like that. I think that was preventing her from being the halftime performer. Yes, Seton?
I saw some people talking last night about how it would have been... Usher was great. But if you had somebody local like the Killers... And everybody was singing Mr. Brightside or something like that, which has become a little bit of a sports anthem now.
Okay.
That it probably would have been equally, if not as good, if not better. Maybe there should be something that is very specifically New Orleans next year.
A little Zydeco.
That's sort of where I lean towards, like, play to the, if it's all about the home city or the host city, where all the coverage about, hey, look at where we are, we're here in the city, we're here in the city, you should make the artist somebody local from that city.
Right. Yes, Marv.
So what do the Killers do the other 12 minutes?
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Worst of the weekend, seeing all the Lions fans in the airport while we were leaving, I counted. I saw 13 people wearing Lions gear as we were leaving Las Vegas. I was like, man, during halftime of the NFC Championship game, you guys were definitely planning and making plans and booking flights. All to lose that lead.
Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. He doesn't get a lot of pub. The defensive end, George Karloftis, for the...
He's won two titles in 2 years, I think.
Yeah, Chiefs.
He's two for two.
He had four quarterback hurries. He had three quarterback hits. He had a fumble recovery, and nobody talks about him.
Yeah.
He's a very good player. Yeah. Huge jaw. He looks like he could kill you with his jaw. Worst of the weekend, again, the missed block on Chris Jones late. You cannot let that guy in the face of the quarterback. You got to let the guys come around him with Purdy.
You
in
have
overtime.
To at least... At least put a pad on him, an arm on him, a foot, something.
He looked like a sprinter coming out of the blocks.
Yeah. I think he was surprised. He was like, wait, what's going on? Play still going on? Yeah, I'm going to put some pressure on Brock Purdy. We'll take a break. The great Steve Young will join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Odds to win the Super Bowl next year, according to DraftKings, Niners, then the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Lions. Also, odds to win the MVP next year, Patrick Mahomes, and then Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love. Also, Brock Purdy and Justin Herbert. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. Owning a Mercedes EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes, the choice all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. He won a couple of Super Bowls. He's been an MVP, and he's a Hall of Famer. He's Steve Young joining us on the program. All right, am I talking to Steve Young, Niner fan, former Niner, or Steve Young analyst?
Dispassionate Steve Young. We're going to look at it from a 30,000 feet. We'll zoom in as much as you want, Daniel. I'm ready for you.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Where did the game change, in your opinion?
The game changed in the preseason, and I've talked about this, to myself a thousand times when the rules changed and the defenders can't launch anymore. There's more space in the offense, and the players that are going to run championship football now and into the future, I said it 3 years ago, are the five or six guys who are sophisticated throwers of the football, but yet can go and get 60 to 100 yards in a championship format, and thus who's going to win every time into the future. And so last night it ended up being the same thing, with the game on the line, moving with their legs, making it happen in that key, you know, and that's what the game is today. And it's wide open. And so for me, it was like, this is how it goes. You're going to lose to Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, you know, Lamar Jackson's trying to transition, Justin Herbert's trying to get some help. Maybe C.J. Stroud's going to join the group. And so there'll be six people who are going to win Super Bowls, and they're just going to trade it out. I didn't think Patrick Mahomes would win them all. But those are the guys that are going to decide it. So yesterday, to me, at the end of the game, it felt like it was the same old thing.
The philosophy of the Niners to take the ball to start overtime. How did that bother you?
Well, I mean, look, if you look across the field and Patrick Mahomes is there, and the way I look at the game, I just explained it to you. I don't want him to touch the ball. And the only chance I have to do that is go down and score a touchdown. And we've got a dynamic team with a lot of talent. You know, why be afraid of that? Why to try to play the odds? Let's take the ball and end the game, and don't put it in Patrick Mahomes' hand. The idea that you're going to give it to him, to me, Dan, if you're going to start overtime and say, hey, look, Patrick Mahomes, you take the ball. It just feels, for me, I would not want to do that. I would tell my coach, if I was on that sideline and we had that choice, I'd say, give me the frickin' football. Let's go do it.
Now, this is, you know, from an outsider looking in this, it felt like Kyle Shanahan wanted Brock Purdy to win that game, that he wanted to prove that Brock Purdy was not just Mr. Irrelevant, that they threw the ball a lot more than I thought they needed to.
Yeah.
Is that a fair criticism of Kyle Shanahan?
It's fair. Well, I mean, you think about it. You held Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to 3 at halftime and under 20 in regulation. That's the dream scenario. That is the scenario where you win it 9 out of 10 times. You hold Patrick Mahomes under 20, you'll win it 9 out of 10 times. And the fact is they didn't. And so they got to look back on what they did, and especially those three big drives out of halftime with the lead. They threw the ball 8 of 9 and 9 of 10 times, I want to say. He must have felt, look, Kyle's the kind of guy, I don't think he's trying to prove anything. I think he's trying to win. And I think he's trying to, you know, he's going to put the ball in people's hands in an innovative way. I thought they'd run the ball and run it more effectively for sure.
Yeah, but I have to go back to the Atlanta Super Bowl. All they have to do is take 3 knees and then they kick a field goal, then they win the game. He has Matt Ryan going back to pass. The biggest play of the game, he got sacked.
Dan, don't go back there because that's just too painful. I mean, I threw up in my mouth just thinking about that, and I wasn't even a part of it. I mean, that is just, that's what, you don't want to go back. Let's you're starting to leak oil now. Let's stay with yesterday, bro. Let's not go too far, because that's too painful. That one is the most painful thing I think I can remember in sports, so I don't want to go there.
Well, the Lions losing to San Francisco being up 24-7.
Well, I mean, you knew the 49ers would come back, but when Coach Dan decided that he was going to be himself and not go up 27-7 is the most egregious, painful, inexplicable insanity that I've ever seen in my life. And he'll say, well, that's not what I do. It's like, look, bro, this is championship football, contextual football, artful coaching. Come on. And so they can only blame themselves, the Lions.
We're talking to Hall of Famer Steve Young. I brought this up a couple of times, and it really hit home last night. Situational football. I don't know if there's anybody better than Mahomes. I don't run, but I will run, or I'll take that pass. This wasn't a great offense. I mean, if you're going to get the Chiefs.
This is the down here. If you're going to get the Chiefs, this is the time.
Yeah.
No question about that. But that goes back to my original point, Dan. If you can be a sophisticated passer of the football and you can run and you can develop that maturity to know when and how, you cannot be stopped in today's game. It's impossible. You can put a best defense in the league and do all this stuff. It doesn't matter. That guy or those guys will run the league into the future and no one's going to stop him. That's championship football. So he is that guy because he was Superman early in his career. And you can feel he put the cape on. He loved to put the cape on, run around, do all this kind of stuff. And Andy told him after they lost to the Bucks, look, we won't win championships if you try to be Superman too much. Go back and be Clark Kent. Go back and do the commodity work that quarterbacks need to do to call the play, get the ball out, drop it off for 3 yards, drop it off for 4, do the stuff that really kind of gets offenses need that continuity. And then yet, anytime you really need it, go ahead and put the cape on and go figure it out. And that's why they will get more dangerous because they'll retool better than they were this year for sure. And then the other teams that I mentioned with those guys that can do that, they need to get better. And if they do, they'll just trade Super Bowls for the next 10 years.
We saw Kelce and his coach have a little moment there. I mean, this is the Super Bowl and Kelce's like, oh, you guys saw that? Like there's cameras on everybody and everything. How often does that happen that players – I mean, I don't know. Could you imagine Belichick, you know, that Brady did that to Belichick?
Bad look. And Travis knows it. He's lucky that they won because he would have heard about it for the rest of his career. But I think that's the magic of Andy Reid. Andy has a knack at being able to deflect something like that and just move forward. I bet he went in the halftime and made a joke about it and said something like, you know, Travis, you okay? You look a little bit apoplectic out there. You need some heart medicine, or, you know, so I'm sure he kind of played it off that way because that's his magic. And that's how he keeps people moving forward. He doesn't have that confrontation, that words that are said that can't be taken back. And so he allows for that space, and it shows perfectly in the Chiefs kind of pantheon of all the things that they get done with all the personalities they have. And then Taylor Swift and everything else that happened, Andy Reid is that guy to take that all in and find a profitable way forward. So huge credit for Andy to have that happen and then have it not be the thing that defined the whole game, because most coaches and most players, they end up in a conflict and they can't get out of it.
And I was thinking about this last night that, you know, we have Mahomes is goat in waiting. We don't look at Andy Reid's place in history. That, yes, Bill Belichick is here. Where's Andy Reid?
Right there. I mean, wins, championships now. And just, I think the context for what I just told you, look at his coaching tree. Look at the whole league is dominated by people that have come from Andy Reid or around Andy Reid as he kind of seeks, I call it the spirit of abundance that he has in coaching. Can I help my assistants go get great jobs? Can I train them? Can I give them everything that I have so they can come back and compete against me? It was the theory of Bill Walsh. And so it's kind of gone through Mike Holmgren and Andy Reid. And so that's, it's not only just what he's done on the field, it's what he's done for the game. And so in that way, come on, get in line, Andy Reid. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, no question, but is he the greatest or one of the greatest? Yeah, there's no question.
Now, was he a lineman when you were at BYU?
No, he was a graduate assistant. He had finished his coaching career, his playing career with BYU. And so he coached me as I was on the JV, Dan, my freshman year. They had a JV back then. And I played I was the JV quarterback, and Andy was the coach because the graduate assistant someone had to go coach the JV. And so we were running the Wyoming wishbone to get ready for Wyoming, and I was running the wishbone, and I was killing the defense. And he goes, you know what? Let's run it in our JV game next week. And I'm going, oh, great, Coach Reid. Thanks so much. I'm freaking trying to learn the BYU offense. Let's go run the Wyoming offense. And he and I used to go at it, a lot of fun stuff. You can imagine what Andy was like even at his young age. He was a guy that understood quarterbacks, Dan. He was a guy that could speak the quarterback language, even from an offensive lineman, which is unusual.
All right, you can't take yourself, but you can take any other quarterback.
No, I'm taking myself.
No, you can't take yourself. You're off the board.
All right.
You have a final drive to win the Super Bowl.
In today's game?
Today's game.
With the guys on the field today?
Let's take everybody who is not playing now. Because then Mahomes would be your guy.
Well, right. In today's game, you need someone to go get those yards.
Okay, of people who played the game who are no longer playing the game. One drive.
I know, but like, again, the game's changed now, Dan. It's not like you can't just be a sophisticated thrower or an incredibly sophisticated thrower of the football. You have to be in championship football, go be able to get the 60 yards. What did he get, 66 yards yesterday? Spit him out. Could he have needed 80? Yeah, he can go get him. So who is that guy that can go do that?
Okay, so who are you taking who is not playing the game anymore?
Well, there's not that many guys that can go spit out 80 to 100 yards in a championship format. And so who would that guy be?
That'd be, so it'd be you.
Well,
So could Montana...
You think like this is a setup? This is a setup.
No, it's not. I do believe that you came too early in your career. If you played today, you would be even
greater. It's hard to watch.
Yes.
It's hard to watch because the game's kind of coming.
Okay.
I agree with that. But, you know, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, John Elway, like
Elway could have done it.
Yeah. Could Elway go run for 100 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then there's your guy.
Early in his career before he had, you know, the knee issue, Marino couldn't have done it. Montana?
He can spit out some yards, no question. He can get it done. Absolutely.
Aaron Rodgers.
Like, in today's game, Aaron Rodgers, absolutely. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, if he can stay, get healthy again, he can jump in the fray because he was taught in a more sophisticated era and could take advantage of it, just like Matthew Stafford's going to keep trying to do. That's the anomaly. It's like a shortcut to Everest. You know, you're climbing, climbing, and all of a sudden there's a shortcut. The shortcut is those guys that can do that, or you're taught in another era, or you have an incredible array of talent in free agency that's once in a generation. Those are the guys that can take the shortcut.
All right, Brock Purdy calls you up today. What do you tell him?
Brock told you last week after the championship game, I'm not the biggest, I'm not the strongest, I'm not the fastest. So he's going to do it in his own Brock Purdy, and his superpower is processing. And he processed very well yesterday. He's going to continue to, he's going to be, whatever, what he is and who he is all on display. And it's, like you said, he's favored for the MVP, one of the favorites for the MVP next year. It's all that kind of stuff. And so I would tell Brock, though, in today's game, make sure that you can go get those 60, 80, 100 yards and just maybe adjust your game so you make sure that you can go get those.
Niners might be the greatest team to never win a Super Bowl.
This year was amazing. They have a collection of talent that is once in a generation.
But you know that window, Steve.
It's gonna close.
Yeah.
They're
wide open.
They're gonna have to adjust. Yeah. They're gonna have to adjust. But you know, teams adjust. There's what, five or six guys in the league. Everyone else is looking up in the league to those guys that are going to win in championship football. They're just going to trade out the Super Bowl. And then, you know, for the NFC, the guys in the, because they're all in the AFC. In the NFC, you have to just get there and have to beat that guy one time, which I think you can do. But everyone in the AFC is just going to trade paint until, for the foreseeable future.
Is that like a classroom there that you're joining? It looks like you're
in my office. Well, my long-term partner, he's on the other side of the building. We've been in there 25 years in the business.
Yeah.
For COVID, I have all my helmets that I trade traffic in for my charity golf tournaments. That's how we make our budget every year. And they're always piled in the corner. And he's such a neat freak. During COVID, he's, I'll hang them all up. So they're hanging all around the whole thing. It looks like the goofiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it kind of looks like you're in a library at a grade school or something.
Yeah, no, this is the office. This is where the magic happens.
You have a Super Bowl ring nearby?
I do not, but with enough warning, I could get a couple three.
Okay, maybe next time you're on. Do you have a favorite? Was it when you carved up the Chargers?
The biggest one, yeah. I mean, they get bigger every time. You know, it's sad that we thought they were big back in the day. We didn't realize that you could do a two-finger job. Like, we'll just get them, make them huge.
Well, I came up with this idea, and I think somebody decided to do it, and that is have a ring within the ring so you can wear something out that gives you, you know, your wife doesn't wear engagement rings, you know, so you can get a ring within a ring.
Yeah, but Dan, the whole point is that you roll in. And I was like, hey, do you have a table? And you kind of pass your ring across the face, and I was like, wow, what is that? That's the whole point. But you want an understated Super Bowl?
Yes.
Ring?
Because I want you to be able to wear it.
In the Premier League and in relegation? Like, what are you?
When you're out to dinner, you're not a flashy guy.
Well, I'm not. I actually don't wear it. But I mean, I think what the whole point is that if you're going to wear it, you know, you make a good point. If I had a smaller version, I might wear it more often.
Yes. Like a class ring.
I hear you. It is a little bit obnoxious.
Yeah, it is. And that's not you. How about we start a business?
Yeah, come on in.
And we'll call it, that has a nice ring to it.
And it's got a nice ring to it is the name of the company.
Yeah.
Or two. It's got a nice ring to it or two. And then you open one up and then a smaller version comes out.
Or four if you're Joe Montana.
Yeah, exactly. Or seven. which was insane until last night.
I know.
And now suddenly it doesn't seem as insane.
Do you think Mahomes will get to seven?
In today's game, again, Dan, probably more likely than in past generations because of what I've just described.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The Super Bowl is going to be amongst three or four guys. And just let them trade out. It's not like you can get a great defense and go for the Everest or, you know, are you going to process it? You got to have that guy. So, yeah, maybe more so than ever. Crazy. Maybe nine. I mean, in today's era, why not?
Yeah, I know. Good to talk to you.
You're the best.
Thank you, Steve.
See you, buddy.
And Steve Young, Hall of Famer. We just, you know what? We need to get in front of Mark Cuban. What's the name of that show?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Steve, and we have this idea for a ring company. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
UCLA has a new football coach, Deshaun Foster. He's in the Hall of Fame at UCLA. He was UCLA's running backs coach for the last 7 years. And he was recently hired to be the running backs coach for the Raiders. Now he's taking over for Chip Kelly. That's one of those where you go, wait a minute. Chip's leaving UCLA maybe before they're going to tell him to leave. But you're going to go, you're joining the Big Ten. And now you're going to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. I knew he wanted to go back into the NFL, at least trying to, as being an offensive coordinator. But now you're going to be the offensive coordinator for Ohio State in the Big Ten, and UCLA is joining the Big Ten. Awkward. Awkward. All right, final results of the poll question there, Seton. We got final results of that. We got this day in sports history, and we have a poll question that we're going to bring back in 10 years. Is that right, Paulie?
Yeah, it's going to be a poll question tomorrow. It's based off the fact that Tom Brady won 3 Super Bowls, I think, by the age of 28. Mm-hmm. Then he went 9 years without winning one. 9 seasons, which is kind of weird to think about. So it'll be on tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, this is a preview of tomorrow's poll question that'll pay off in 10 years.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not even a poll question we're asking today. It's going to be tomorrow.
Correct.
That we pay off in 10 years when we're not doing the show.
Yeah, we have to reunite in 10 years to see who got the poll right. Plan accordingly.
All right. Okay. Seton?
The 49ers lost because ... a blocked extra point, Kyle Shanahan, Patrick Mahomes, or other. Right now, 43% of the vote goes to Patrick Mahomes, followed by a blocked extra point and Kyle Shanahan. We also had the biggest risk taken last night, 49ers taking the ball to start overtime, Usher doing the halftime show on roller skates, or J.J. Watt's new haircut. 50% of the audience have J.J. Watt's new haircut.
That's why I love this audience.
You made a splash.
That's why I love this audience there.
They get it.
Robert in Sacramento. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys, welcome back. Question for you. As I was watching the end of the game, I was reminded of the difference between a ex-football player as an analyst and a professional broadcaster. Romo needs to lay out there as soon as that touchdown is made. He spoke over all the highlights or all the pictures of people hugging each other and celebrating, talking about the play, and that's just not the time to do it. And my question is, you know, going into overtime that the game is going to end dramatically, either on a defensive stop or an offensive play. As Jim, if you're Jim Nance, don't you go, hey, listen, as soon as the play is over, as soon as the score in the game is over, shut up. Let it play out. Because he didn't. And it was just a, bad, bad look watching Andy Reid hug his coaches while Romo's trying to explain what the play entailed.
Yeah, if well, you, I don't know if Jim says anything to him. They've been doing this for long enough now that you have to understand you can't top what you just saw. You don't compete with that. You let it play out, then you find your opportunity to be able to recap a little bit. But trying to do that in the moment where you're trying to talk over a big moment, it doesn't look and it doesn't sound good. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple. It's 1878, Frederick W. Thayer patented the first baseball catcher mask. Before that, nobody wanted to wear them. And even after that, half the league did not wear them for a couple years, which is weird.
Man.
1982, Wayne Gretzky, it's always Wayne Gretzky time this time of the year, tied the NHL record for most points in a season. We got his 153rd point, only in February. I mean, they're kind of silly, the Wayne Gretzky notes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got those Babe Ruth, Wilt Chamberlain-type numbers.
Jerry Rice. Yeah, those guys.
Let's see. Anything else? Domantas Sabonis had 21, 11, and 14. So Sacramento lost to the Thunder. Man, he's had quite a few triple-doubles. Right? He played great. Let's see. Anything else? Tommy in Wisconsin. Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, welcome back. Glad to have you on. Dan, I was a little concerned that Steve Young interview was going to go sideways. He sounded like he was getting really upset, probably because he couldn't probably play in the game. It sounded like he was frustrated. Best of the weekend, I got to see a roller skating rapper. Worst of the weekend, a football game tried to break out during the performance, before and after. I don't know. But nobody wanted to score. How can you have two of the most potent offenses not actually score many touchdowns?
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Kansas City's not a potent offense, in my opinion. Yes, Eaton.
Last night was a game for the guys who watch football and are just, that say things like, I just love the chess match. I just love the chess match between the coaches. The chess match is just so good.
Todd, what did you learn today?
Kyle Shanahan's play calling in the second half a bit confusing, putting the game more in Brock Purdy's hands than Christian McCaffrey.
Seton O'Connor.
You boys had a time with Post Malone. Love it.
Yeah, we did.
That's great.
Marvin.
Tommy in Wisconsin thinks Usher's a rapper.
Paulie.
I'm going to leave it there. Yeah.
All right. What we learned brought to you by Good Ranchers. Subscribe and get 100% American meat delivered right to your door. No more meat problems. Go to goodranchers.com. Use the promo code Patrick. Claim this exclusive offer. Goodranchers.com. American meat delivered. A lot of fun today. Thanks for joining us. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime.
with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.